Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Kisetze, that is Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chafei. And the Pasuk tells us, Kisavi Bekem Reacha, when you come to the vineyard of your friend, Ve'ochalta Anavim Kenafshecha, you're allowed to eat grapes as you desire, Sav Echa, your fill, Ve'elkel Yechalaisitin, but you're not allowed to place them in your vessel. Kisavi Bekamas Reacha, when you come to the standing grain of your friend, meaning you walk into his field, Ve'kotafta Melias Be'adecha, you are allowed to pluck ears of grain with your hand, Ve'chermish Loisan if Alkamas Reacha, but you're not allowed to wave a sickle against the standing grain of your friend, meaning you're not allowed to cut it down with a sickle. Now, what is going on in these psukim? Let's see pasuk chafei and Rashi. Rashi tells us kisavi bekam reacha bepayal akasim medaber. We're talking about a worker. Kenavshecha kamishetirza sav echa loyachil lagasa. You're only allowed to eat your fill of grapes, but you're not allowed to stuff your face silly. Velkal yichalaisitain mekan shalei debratayr el b'shas abatzir. From here, we learn we're only talking about at the time of harvest. Bismach atanoisin lekev shabalabayas. At the time that you're putting grapes into the kli of the balabayas because you're doing his harvest for him, you're not allowed to place them into your own kli. You're allowed to eat them yourself, but you're not allowed to place them into your own bucket. However, if this worker went into the field just to dig or to cover the roots, to do some sort of other work and not to actually harvest the grapes, so then he's not allowed to eat grapes. The only time he's allowed to eat is if he's actually harvesting the grapes for the balabayas. And pasuk chavavin Rashi kisavi b'kamas reyecha avzu b'payal kasam medaber. This is also talking about a worker that goes into his friend's field and he's harvesting his grain for him. He's allowed to take some sheaves and some ears of grain just by hand, but he's not allowed to cut them down for himself with a sickle. Back to chomesh perek chav dalad pasuk. If a man shall marry a woman and be with her, and shall be if she doesn't find favor in his eyes, because he found a matter of immorality in her, because of a sefer krisos, and he wrote her a sefer krisos, which is a get, and he placed it in her hand, and he sent her out of his house, and she left from his house, and she went, and now she went to another man, she married someone else, and this last man now hated her, because of a sefer krisos, and he wrote her a get, and he gave it to her, and he sent her out of his house, or if that second man died, that he took her as a wife, this first husband that had sent her out, he is not able to go back and now take her so she could be for him as a wife, because she's already been contaminated. That means she already married someone else, because this is an abomination in front of Hashem, and do not bring sin upon the land that Hashem your God gives you as a heritage. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. What's going on over here? Kimatza ba'ervas davar. He found a matter of immorality. Mitzvah olav l'garsha. It's actually mitzvah to divorce her. Shaloi timsuchein be'enov. So she should not find favor in his eyes. Because if he found a matter of immorality and then he sticks with her, so then she's going to end up finding favor in his eyes and that's not a good thing. So he should divorce her. Pasuk Bezen Rashi tells us, le'ish acher, she goes and marries someone else. Why is it the Pasuk says le'ish acher, like someone else, seemingly that this person is someone different? Why don't we just say the word ish? So Rashi tells us, ein zeh ben zuga shel rishon. This person, this second husband, is not a match of the first husband. He's different than him. This first husband, he got rid of evil from his house, and the second man took this evil into his house. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi, and the second man hates her. The Pasuk is telling us, he's going to eventually end up hating her. And if not, she's going to bury him. Shemar says in the Pasuk, or if he dies. So in essence, we just learned that if a woman gets divorced and marries someone else, she's not able to go back and marry her first husband. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.